learning to get results through acceptance, not force. I have come to accept that I have nothing to say. I haven't blogged in 2 weeks. Not that I haven't wanted to write. I've sat and stared at the screen several times in the past week, but I refuse to write just for the sake of putting words on the screen. Some would challenge that. They might suggest to sit and force myself to write, even if it was about nonsense, just to force the inspiration to come. Maybe that would have worked. Perhaps it could have worked, but I refused to do it. I would sit at my computer with the intention of blogging, and if nothing came, I just got up and asked myself what it is I should be doing instead. Sometimes the answer was to go do laundry, other times it was to go meditate, and yet other times I was told to go sit and read something inspiring. There was most definitely a time in my life when I would force results, and I would get them. I would set my vision board, I would plan my work, and I would work my plan. I would expect specific results for myself, and I would get them every time. They were the results I wanted, but were they the results I needed? I'm over that. I refuse to do what I think I'm supposed to do anymore. Sometimes we just need to sit and do nothing. And other times we need to listen to our souls because what we think we should be doing isn't always what we are meant to be doing. There is a difference. Today I was rooting around in the soul garden. No plants were being planted, nothing was being unburied, but I was most definitely pulling some weeds. In my being anxious about not blogging, I realized I was wasting time in non-acceptance. You see, sometimes our souls are restless, and they are asking us to pay attention. We came here with a purpose, and it's our soul's greatest desire to fulfill that purpose. The only way that is possible is for us to listen to our hearts, our internal GPS that is constantly guiding us. It wasn't until the exact moment that I accepted that I had nothing to blog about that I was inspired to run to the computer and start blogging. The best way to get what you want in life is first to accept where you are, truly. I mention this in so many of my blogs. Accept. It's not about us. It's about what we can give to the world, how we can make the world better, how we, as tiny individuals, can help the world by getting out of our own way. So our souls can help guide us to learn the lessons we need to learn, so we can share our lessons with each other, to help each other be better, live happier, eat healthier, be more passionate, learn to forgive, and understand each other better. It all starts with us accepting that it's not about what we want. It's about what the world needs. What the world needs to hear, who the world needs us to be. The world doesn't need us feeling sorry for ourselves or feeling full of fear and anxiety. We cannot hear our souls when our minds are too busy listening to nonsense. We need to cut that shit out. Accept, truly, whatever it is that pains you, and in that moment, you will be free to go get exactly what it is you need. If you are in pain, anxiety, or worry, you need to listen. Sometimes that's the only way the soul can get us to pay attention. Go sit in silence and see what your soul has to say.